You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome in, and once again, it is time for Primetime Rumblings, Monday Night Football Edition, Week 7, San Francisco 49ers versus the Minnesota Vikings. That game at 8:15 Eastern Time from U.S. Bank Stadium. That game will be on ABC and ESPN. But again, I am the Big O, Jerry Ostrowski, bringing you that Monday Night Football preview here on the Buffalo Rumblings Vidcast Network. And this game, again, from Minnesota, takes on two teams. Record, San Francisco, 5-1 in the NFC West, while the Vikings are 2-4 in the NFC North. The last time these two teams played was in 2021. San Francisco won 34-26. The Niners coming in to Monday night, a 6.5-point favorite. And we'll do some offensive comparisons. And when you look at this game, San Francisco, 7th overall in the league in total yards. Minnesota is 11th. They're fairly even there. And passing-wise, San Francisco, 13th. Minnesota, 3rd in the league, averaging 263 yards per game rushing. And that's where San Francisco seems to get it done year in and year out under this Kyle Shanahan offense. They are 3rd. And they're averaging 148.3 yards per game. Minnesota almost last in the NFL. They are ranked 30th in rushing yards. Points, San Francisco right up at the top again. 30.7 points per game. That puts them at 2nd in the NFL. Minnesota is 17th. Third down percentage, San Francisco comes in 8th, while Minnesota is 27th in the league. Defensive comparisons between these two teams. The total yards given up, San Francisco is 4th in the league, only giving up 295.8 yards per game. They are under 300 yards, and that defense is formidable, folks. We'll talk about that a little bit more as the preview goes on. Minnesota ranks 15th in total yards, passing yards. San Francisco is 10th, while Minnesota ranks 17th. Rushing yards, San Francisco, 5th overall in the NFL, giving up only a mere 80 yards per game. And Minnesota is ranked 18th in the NFL in rushing yards given up per game. Points, San Francisco right now, 1st in the NFL, giving up a paltry 14.5 points per game. Minnesota comes in ranked 21st in the league in points given up. Third down percentage, San Francisco 12th. I thought they'd be a little bit higher considering how good that pass rush is and how good Fred Warner is. But Minnesota comes in 25th in third down percentage. San Francisco on a one-game losing streak. If you remember, they had their worst game of the season last week as they lost in Cleveland to a team without their starting quarterback in Deshaun Watson. And Minnesota is coming off a one-game winning streak. Key players in this matchup on Monday night for Minnesota: Brock Purdy, the kid, Mr. Irrelevant, the guy from Iowa State. Call him what you will, but he's been an incredibly productive quarterback in this Kyle Shanahan system. He did throw his first interception of 2023 last week against Cleveland, had his worst start overall of his short career last week in Cleveland. A lot of things happened in that game. Cleveland played tremendous defense. If you remember, Debo Samuel went out with a shoulder injury. Christian McCaffrey went out with a rib/oblique injury. Lost his two biggest weapons on offense. Rough day for Purdy. But overall this year, Purdy is 110 for 163. He has 110 completions on a 163 attempts. He's got 1,396 yards total, 10 total touchdowns, one INT. He's got a 111.9 quarterback rating. Kirk Cousins, the man who was drafted second in Washington way back in the day. If you remember that, they took RG3 first. Then they took Kirk Cousins. But Cousins, we all know what he is. We know what he can do. He can throw the football. He can spin it. He's 158 of 235 for 1,679 yards, 14 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, with a 100.6 overall quarterback rating. Running backs, we talked a little bit a few seconds ago about Christian McCaffrey. He left the game last week with a rib oblique injury. He is listed as questionable for this Monday night matchup. I think we'll see him, and if he plays for the Niners and he can be effective and that injury doesn't bother him too much, he is dynamic at the running back spot. 110 carries for 553 yards this year, 7 touchdowns, 1 fumble, not to mention the threat he is out of the backfield, the way he catches the ball out of the backfield. Also, in the screen game, McCaffrey, about as big of an overall weapon as you'll see in the NFL. We talked about it earlier. Minnesota ranked towards the bottom in the league in rushing, and their running back, Alexander Mattson, 82 carries, 320 yards, no touchdowns, and he has had 1 fumble. You look at the receivers, and we talked earlier, Deebo Samuel is out of this game. He has been listed out with a shoulder injury. And without Deebo, you lose a completely dynamic player, but a player that has been filling in admirably, a young rising star, a big-time weapon in this league, Brandon Ayuk. He has 25 receptions for 454 yards, 2 touchdowns, and he seems to get better and better as the season goes along. For the Vikings, you'll see Kirk Cousins look to throw the ball to TJ Hockenson quite a bit. TJ, 36 receptions, 304 yards, and 2 touchdowns. We talked a little bit about it. We'll talk about it again. Deebo Samuel already listed out with that shoulder injury. With Samuel out, the 49ers offense takes a huge hit. And because, you know, if you look at Deebo, he causes so many matchup issues because you can put him at running back. You can put him at wide receiver. He's just as big of a threat out of the backfield as he is flanked out wide running routes. And that takes a big part of Kyle Shanahan's playbook away. And last week, going out early in the game, Shanahan maybe, you know, he didn't have a chance to game plan for not having Deebo. And will the 49ers do a better job game planning this week as they've practiced all week knowing that Deebo probably would not be available for this Monday night matchup with the Vikings? Big trends to look for this week in this Monday night game in Minnesota. How will the 49ers attack the Vikings' blitz packages? Will Brock Purdy and Brandon Ayuk be able to hit the big play against the pressure-happy Viking squad? The Vikings are going to bring pressure all the time. They're one of the highest pressure rate teams in the NFL. They like to get after you. They like to go ahead and bring pressure, bring the blitz. Hey, and you think that if I'm the DC from the Vikings, I'm going to give Brock Purdy as many looks as I can because he is, while he has been effective, he is a young, inexperienced quarterback still in this NFL, and you'd have to think that the Vikings feel they can pressure him into some turnovers, either interceptions or fumbles. They can pressure him into making bad decisions. They can disrupt that 49er offense and turn things in their favor. I'd have to think that this week, with a team that pressures it so much, Shanahan's really going to rely on a lot of that running game, that number, you know, that big-time running game that they have, top 5 rated running game. You'll probably see them try to control the clock, control the ball, and run a bunch of play action, which, to be honest with you, pressure happy or not, that's what Kyle Shanahan likes to do anyway. So that's a big part of the game. We'll be curious to see how Purdy handles that pressure of the Vikings. Also, can the Vikings offensive line win the line of scrimmage and neutralize the 49ers attacking front 7? This is one of the best front 7s in football, folks. You're talking about the likes of Nick Bosa, Armstead, Fred Warner. Not just some of the guys that are good players in this league. We're talking about some of the best, if not the best, at their position. And it's going to be a huge challenge for the Vikings offensive line to neutralize this group because if they don't, those guys and others will feast on this Minnesota offense. You know, the Niners with the best rushing defense in the league will look to make the Vikings one-dimensional. I think the Vikings are already there. They like to throw it more than run it, obviously. But if the 49ers can go ahead and take Madison, take him out of the game, completely neutralize that rushing offense for the Vikings, and do to them what they've done to other teams this season, they can sit back and pin their ears back and really get after Kirk Cousins in the passing game. So one thing that the Vikings offensive line has going for them, they're playing at home. They won't have to deal with crowd noise. They won't have to deal with snap count issues. They should be able to get the advantage there as well. So to me, that's a huge matchup, that Vikings O-line versus that front seven of the 49ers. And finally, we talked about Deebo Samuels earlier. Who on the 49ers fills that role and tries to pick up the production that they will not have with Deebo Samuel out of the game? The guy that you turn to look to, I mean, you talk about Ayuk, you talk about McCaffrey, but the other guy that is a big-time player in this league, George Kittle. Kittle seemed to be the guy that, you know, he had a very off week last week for him, wasn't quite as productive, struggled a little bit against that Browns defense, which is very, very good. But, you know, I think the Niners are going to have to look to Kittle, especially with a team like the Vikings that brings so much pressure. Purdy's going to need a quick outlet. Kittle causes a lot of size matchups because he is a big physical tight end. He does have great hands and catches the ball well. I'd have to think that the Niners are going to have Purdy looking for Kittle. And, you know, George is the guy to step up and fill that role that Samuel vacated with this injury. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this Niners offense as they take on a very aggressive Vikings defense. With all that being said, Monday night, 8:15 Eastern time on ABC ESPN. And we talked about it earlier. The Niners are -6.5. I think the Niners get the win streak back going again. San Francisco gets back to it, and they come away with a 27-13 win over the Vikings on Monday Night Football. Folks, thanks for joining me. As always, hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. I'm here every Monday morning by 8 a.m. Eastern time. You can get your Monday night breakdown. You can get your Monday night matchup fill, and get ready for that Monday night game that's coming up tomorrow night in Minnesota. So once again, thanks for listening. This is the Big O, Jerry Ostrowski, and you're listening to me on the Buffalo Rumblings Vidcast Network. This has been Primetime Rumblings Monday Night Football Edition, and we'll see you next week, folks. Thank you very much.
First thing in the morning, as soon as you wake up, the to-do list starts.
Does the car need gas? Hopefully those leftovers are still good.
Why did I get CC'd on the email?
No.
You can't escape the to-do list, but you can make the most of your me time with a relaxing shower using Method hair care products. Try Pure Peace Volumizing, Simply Nourish Moisturizing, or Daily Zen Shampoo and Conditioner for daily use. All formulated with long-lasting fragrances and are safe for color-treated hair. Reconnect with the best version of yourself. Visit methodproducts.com to unleash your inner shower.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.